but ESPN was going through looming questions about some of the top quarterbacks in the league. And they were asking a bunch of them around Patrick Mahomes. Dan Graziano, who wrote this piece, says, what needs to happen for Patrick Mahomes' stats to return to elite level? Now, we've kind of hit on this a few times throughout the offseason a little bit.
It's good to see somebody else put it in writing.
And here's just the blurb released from Dan Graziano going through every NFL team's quarterback spot. Quote, well, would certainly help if the Chiefs could protect him better. Can the combination of free agent signee Jalen Moore and first-round rookie Josh Simmons help shore up the tackle position? Will second-year lineman Kingsley Suamataia be better at guard than he was last season at left tackle? And goes on to say, getting Rashee Rice back from his knee injury will help the wide receiver core, as he should a full season from Hollywood Brown. The Chiefs may never again be as explosive as they were in the early Mahomes days with Hill, Hunt, and prime Travis Kelce, but the offense has shown it can be efficient and effective when the O-line is right. That has been where at least I have been on the conversation about, like, what is wrong, quote unquote, with Mahomes in the offense. I still put a majority of this on, can they get quality left tackle play? I think it's very obvious. If the wide receiver room is healthy, this group, I think Hollywood Brown, Worthy, and Rice, they can get it done. Even with Travis Kelce at this point in his career, that to me, plenty of weapons for your offense. I don't think it's a poor receiving room at all for 2025, but can they stay healthy, and can the obvious happen on the left side of the line? And that includes not just Jalen Moore or Josh Simmons being the real deal, but that includes that Kingsley or Mike Caliendo give them decent left guard play. We know you're going to have a dip in left guard play. You're not getting Joe Tooney level there.
No, but we didn't, like, they got less left guard play last year, and it did not hold them back, I guess has always been my argument there, right, Gold? For the final, what, 6 weeks, including the like, the only time we noticed it was the Super Bowl. And I'm not even sure you noticed it there as much as you noticed it at the tackle positions or anywhere else on the field where they were kind of get beat up. But I do, like, I told you that maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. At some point, the narrative will start to shift on Mahomes a little bit. Not here. We understand how great he is. He's been to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years. Not here. But nationally, it'll start to shift if he doesn't have one of those breakout numbers years again. And he's not better positioned. He hasn't been better positioned like this in a while. This is one of the deeper wide receiver units he has had. It might be the best overall wide receiver unit he's had. It's not top end, because when he had Travis Kelce in his peak and Tyreek Hill in his peak, I don't even care who the other guys were. Sammy Watkins and DeMarcus Robinson, whoever the hell was on the roster. That one was probably better at the top end of the thing. But top to bottom, they can kind of run him out 5-6 deep. The whole big question, sadly, consistently relies on the one idea, which is, can you keep him off his ass? And does he have the yips as it relates to poor offensive line play, in the sense that he is rushing things he doesn't need to rush, Gold? Because I do think there was some of that last year where he got beat up enough, Gold, that he was rushing things he didn't need to rush. And that's how he gets back to the elite level stats, by pushing the ball down the field, not rushing throws down the field, finding Xavier Worthy and others and Hollywood Brown and these guys 30, 40, 50 yards down the field. For the first time in what feels like, what, 3 years? When's the last time it felt like the deep ball was a real part of the Chiefs offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. 2 years ago, it was wide receiver personnel that limited that. Last year, it was offensive line, and then you ended up having to move Xavier Worthy into a different role once Rashee Rice got hurt and Worthy was still developing as a rookie. So yeah, I think it's been a problem for multiple years. I think it wasn't, I don't think the problem in 2023 was the same problem that they had last year in 2020 or in 2024, if that makes sense. Like, I actually think it was different reasoning, but the result has been the same, to your point, at least down the field.
Yeah. And that's where it comes down to. And I still think it's more offensive line than talent. Now, the last 2 years, you could argue talent too, because they got hurt at wide receiver. And then the year, and they kept trying to throw to Xavier Worthy, but he was the only deep threat, and he was a rookie, and they weren't on the same page yet, and everything didn't kind of sink. The year before, they didn't have anyone to run deep. Their best deep threat 2 years ago was Kadarius Toney.
MVS as well.
I mean, that's okay, but
that's my point, though. More of a wide receiver personnel problem a couple years ago. I actually don't think the wide receiver personnel is the issue as it currently sits. It is whether, if you want to say the health part of it makes it an issue, fine. But I really believe if Patrick Mahomes is not going to have time, Then we're going to be having the same conversation midway through this season, saying, why is the deep ball not there? And the wide receiver room, they're all there. Why are they not doing it? I mean, well, what's Jalen Moore and Josh Simmons doing on the left side of the line?
I would say some of this is based out of greed, in my opinion, and just like the desire to set him to a standard that is above. Because I can point out 2 years Joe Burrow's had, just like the last 2 years from Patrick Mahomes, 2 years before this where he certainly did. Josh Allen had 29 touchdowns and 18 picks 2 years ago. He only had 28 touchdowns and 6 picks last year, 3,700 yards. They didn't like run it deep all year long, right? Now he had more stretches than that than not. So is Patrick Mahomes. 3 years ago, Patrick Mahomes led the league in yardage and passing touchdowns. So it's not like it just went away. I think that there is a personnel part of this that has certainly been a large factor. What were you going to say, Drew?
Well, I think in just going, typically I would use, the Bengals as the example.
We'll talk about your Bengals in a bit.
Because Matt Verderam used that as the example of it. It didn't limit them from doing what they do with the healthy wide receiver core, which begs the question.
It did in other years.
If they're fully healthy, then it shouldn't stop Mahomes from being as good as he has been previously. But the Commanders didn't have that great of an offensive line. Jaden Daniels tore things up.
CJ Stroud was struggling.
He was, offensive line. I think that argument fits more for what CJ Stroud struggled with then. We'll see how this year goes, but if it's a fully healthy wide receiver core, and let's say Rashid gets suspended 4 games and then he's back, I don't think just the offensive line should limit Patrick Mahomes' ability, because he's that good of a quarterback to still throw the ball all over the yard, even if he has less time.
I think both the offensive line and the wide receivers haven't been good enough together the last 2 years. Because last year, maybe the wide receivers were good enough, but they were all hurt. So he didn't have anyone available to him. And the year before, he had bad wide receivers and a struggling offensive line. We make it seem like it was just one of two problems. I think that if Patrick Mahomes had last year's offensive line, but his wide receivers were Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, the results are better than what they were last year. And again, I point out that I can find years for Joe Burrow and find years for Josh Allen in which the stats Patrick Mahomes put up last year are on par with those statistical seasons. We're making it seem like he's out here throwing 20 picks and 20 touchdowns and 3,000 yards. He threw 4,000 yards, 4,200 2 years ago, pretty much 4,000 yards last year. He's been at 27 and 26 touchdowns.
But you know how this works. He's held the higher standard, right?
He's held the higher standard. 35 touchdowns, 12 picks.
It's just the way that it looks. We've talked about this the last two years. Yeah. They've moved the ball totally fine. But in terms of executing touchdowns and in terms of seeing him actually show off the arm talent, it hasn't been there. And it's the way that they've just kind of run the offense. Maybe it's due to a lack of wide receiver weapons. Whatever the case is, it hasn't looked the same.
For sure. Yeah, I just don't think it's all on Patrick Mahomes. It sounds like there's a lot of people.
I think it's more on the Chiefs than it is Patrick. I don't blame Patrick Mahomes for any of it. I think it's the Chiefs. It's the team.
The great thing heading into the season, whether it was the Super Bowl performance or not, what I'm actually excited about here in 2025, I think clearly the national narrative is that Mahomes hasn't been as good. He's not the best quarterback, and the Chiefs' run is over. And typically, whether we're talking about Michael Jordan, whether we're talking about Tom Brady, and I mention those names because that's the category Mahomes has been compared to, and I think the category he is in as an athlete, when those guys are quote-unquote counted out, when those guys are told, yeah, you just don't have it anymore, usually those guys give a giant middle finger and make you look like an idiot, you collectively. That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I agree. I definitely think that that's a possibility.